welcome today.
欢迎大家。
Those perhaps don't know me, I think everyone should know me.
相信每个人应该都认识我了吧。
I'm Eric Peterson, my name.
Eric.
And I just got back from Africa Saturday night.
上周六刚从非洲回来。
And it took me 3 days to get here, so I'm still suffering a little bit from jet lag.
因为他从非洲回来的路程花了两天到三天啊，所以因为很难，要倒几次飞机，所以他说还有一点时差啊。
But I'm feeling very well and very thankful to be here.
但他依然很感恩，他很愿意来到这里。
Although the circumstances are not the best. As for our brother Harold, now in hospital, I think everyone knows the details there.
对 ，Harold 弟兄现在在医院里啊。
So we're going to continue the studies in Romans.
我们今天继续罗马书的学习。
And I believe Harold has finished chapter 4.
Harold 应该讲完了四章啊。
I'll refer briefly to chapter 4, the end of chapter 4, as an introduction to chapter 5.
然后我会从四章的最后一点讲一讲，然后作为五章的一个开头。
But before we begin, let us just commend ourselves to the Lord for His help.
那我们开始之前呢，我们一起把时间交在主的手里。
As the scriptures were given by revelation, it's only by revelation that we can understand. The word that was given.
所以虽然圣经是神的启示，但是我们也需要圣灵启示我们才能明白这书。
And so we must ask the Lord, the Spirit of Truth, to shine in our hearts that we might understand the things that God has for us.
Amen. 所以我们还是需要神赐给我们真理的圣灵，照亮我们的心，来明白这些话语。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all your grace and goodness to us.
我们在天上的父，我们要谢谢您，为您一切的恩典。
That we have been justified by faith.
因为我们是借着信心被称义。
That we can stand before you, complete and entire, perfected in your Son, the Lord Jesus.
这样的话，我们能够站立在您面前，完全，圣洁。在您眼中完美，因为耶稣基督。
Oh, what a gift of grace you have given to us in your Son.
哦，您借着您的圣子赐给我们的恩典和礼物是多何等的美好。
And now, Lord, as we look into your word, we ask that you would enlighten our hearts and minds.
主啊，当我们看见这圣经，翻开这圣经，您的话语就照亮我们的心。
That we may be able to understand those things that are freely given to us.
这样我们能够明白。这白白赐给我们的恩典。
And Father, if there's anyone here today that has not yet opened their heart to you, we pray that you would open their hearts.
父啊，如果今天在座我们有还没有认识您，没有开自己的心，求您今天开他的心，让他能够看见您。
That they too may experience the grace of God in their lives.
因为他也一样在他的生命中会经历您的恩典。
And be able to know their sins are all forgiven.
让我们知道我们的罪都被赦了。
And they have peace with God.
与神就和好了。
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着我们的主耶稣基督。
So Lord, we ask your help again today.
主啊，我们今天再次请求您的帮助。
Now Lord, we also pray for our dear brother Harold that you would strengthen him and encourage him.
我们也特别的为我们亲爱的弟兄 Harold。祈求，求您鼓励他，帮助他。
Bind up his heart, Lord, and heal him. We pray.
医治他，坚固他的心。
Now we ask these things today and give you thanks in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的感恩和祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣洁的名。
Amen.
All right. I think what we'll do is we'll first of all we'll read around the table. We'll read the whole chapter, chapter 5, Romans chapter 5.
第一呢，我们先顺序读啊，把整个第五章都读一下。Verse by verse, right?
Yes.
Okay. 我们先用中文读啊，一节一节。我们既因信称义， 就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，
唯有基督在我还罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
现在我们依靠着他的血称义，就更要藉着他免去神的愤怒，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。
不但如此，我们既藉着他我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就因他与神为乐。
来继续。
这就是无罪，从义人入了世界，死又是从罪而来，得罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。
然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。
只是过犯不如恩赐，若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典，以那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加被顶明到众人吗？
因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而成义。
若因一人的过犯死，就因这一人做了王，何况那些受恒恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？
如此说来，因一次的过犯众人都不定罪，断了因一次的不行，众人也不能出义得生命。
因一人的悖逆众人成为罪人，照样因一人的顺从众人也成为义了。
律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们主耶稣基督得永生。
好，你听在这。
Now, the book of Romans is the exposition or the telling forth, the explanation of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以罗马书啊是一个非常有逻辑的解释，就做福音呢，就是福音到底是什么，罗马书做了详细的解释。
And it explains the gospel in absolute detail.
所以非常详细的方式来解释的。
Someone has, one commentator rather, has expressed it this way.
有一个解经家他是这么来说罗马书的。
The book of Romans is written in what's called tight legal language.
所以他说呢，是以一个严谨的法律文书的方式来解的这个。
It's like if you take a document written by lawyers, it's written in such a way that can be no arguments against what the document says.
所以如果你去看见一个律师呢，律师要写出来的东西一定是这样的一个架构，你没有办法再去从其他的角度能够挑战它，这是严谨的法律文书需要有的。
And so, this is God's legal document to you, that if you believe, this is your assurance that you have eternal life and that you have all the blessings God has given to you.
所以对你来说呢，这就是什么？这就是你的法律文书。当你信了以后，你就知道你的救恩是确据，是你有永生的确据。这一切都解释得很清楚，因为他很严谨的、很逻辑的在罗马书里告诉你，你的救恩是有保障的。
The Book of Romans answers every argument against the grace of God.
所以罗马书呢，实际上回答了一切那些攻击神救恩恩典的这么样的一个挑战啊，罗马书都回应了。
And it explains how God can be just and at the same time justify the sinner.
所以他也解释了为什么神既是可以做到公义的作为审判主，同时呢，他又能够使那些罪人被称义，也是做得到的，就两样他都能做到。
So the book of Romans so far has taken us, as we come to chapter 5, the book of Romans has taken us from the fact that the whole world is guilty before God.
所以罗马书的起始它就是站在一个什么呢？因为人悖逆神啊，整个世界它都堕落了。
Both Jew and Gentile.
外邦人和犹太人都一样。
Are guilty.
都是罪人。
Before God.
在神的面前都是罪人。
Then the book of Romans begins to establish how that God can justify a sinner on the basis of faith.
所以罗马书就开始解释神怎么样能使一个罪人被称为义，仅借着人的信心来被称为义啊。
In chapter 4, the last week, our brother Harold went through chapter 4 and it's a long explanation of how Abraham was justified by faith.
所以四章就是一个很长的解释，为什么亚伯拉罕是因着信心被称义的，因为那个时候还没有律法。
God made unconditional promises to Abraham.
神给了亚伯拉罕是无条件的应许。
And Abraham believed God.
亚伯拉罕信神。
And then God justified Abraham on the basis of his faith.
所以神使亚伯拉罕称为义啊，仅借着他的信心。
Because no one can work for their salvation.
因为没有人能够靠着自己的行为来得着救恩。
What can we do as guilty sinners already do to please a holy God?
我们作为一个有罪的人，我们能做什么来取悦圣洁的神呢？
The fact is that we are all under condemnation.
事实上就是我们都在定罪和审判里。
And judgment.
在审判中。
And there's only one way that God can save the sinner.
只有一个方式神能够救罪人。
And remain righteous.
依然保持他的公义。
And that is, if he himself comes into the world and offers himself as a sacrifice.
那就是他自己道成肉身来到世间，把自己作为罪的赎价献上，就满足了公义的要求。
So he suffers, the Lord Jesus himself, the Son, suffers for sin.
所以耶稣基督圣子啊，他自己为了罪而受苦难。
So God's justice is satisfied.
然后因此神的公义呢就得到了满足。
But how can that righteousness be transferred to the sinner?
那这样的一个公义怎么能够转到罪人身上来呢？
Only by faith.
仅借着信心。
So on the basis of faith,
所以借着信心,
the sinner is justified from all things.
那就罪人呢，就在一切的罪上被称为义了。
And that's where chapter 4 leaves off.
这就是四章停下来的点了。
You notice chapter 4 verse 25.
你看四章的二十五节怎么说呢？
It says that he was delivered over to death for our sins, and was raised to life for our justification.
他说耶稣被交给人是因为我们的过犯，复活是因为我们称义，是为叫我们称义。
And he was delivered up because of our offenses But not only that, he was delivered up to put them away completely by the sacrifice of himself.
所以，他是为了我们的罪啊，被交给人，然后，献上成为赎罪祭。
And then the verse 25 finishes by saying he was raised to life for our justification.
然后二十五节的后半段呢，就讲到他复活。是因为我们要为我们要称义，他复活。
Now what does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
It means that when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, it showed that God was satisfied with that offering that He made of Himself.
这就意味着，当耶稣从死里复活的时候啊，耶稣在死时候献的那个赎罪祭呢，父神悦纳了，他觉得这个事情够了，然后。
In raising him from the dead, God was saying, I am satisfied.
所以把耶稣从死里复活，父神在站在一个公义的角度，他就在说，我得着了满足，得着了公义的满足。
The sacrifice has been complete.
这样的赎罪祭完了，成了。
The way is now open for the sinner to approach God.
所以罪人接来到神面前的这个路呢就开了。
But the sinner doesn't approach God in his own righteousness.
所以罪人不是来到神面前呢带着自己的义来的。
He approaches God as a sinner in need of salvation.
他作为一个罪人，他是来到神面前带着对救恩的需要来的。
And on the basis of faith, God imputes, he places His righteousness on that sinner.
所以借着人的信心呢，神就把耶稣基督的义呢放在了人里面了。所以人是接受了这个义，而不是证得了这个义。
That's what justification means.
这就是称义的意思。
It means to be declared righteous.
它的意思就是被宣称是义人，就是称义。
It doesn't mean we are righteous.
这个并不意味着呢，我本来就是个义人。
That there's any righteousness in us.
在我们里面哪有什么公义呢？
It means that God, on the basis of what Christ has done, He declares us righteous.
这是意味着神借着耶稣基督已经做了的救赎之功，他宣称所有信靠这救赎之功的人为义人。
On the basis of what Christ has done.
这是基于神耶稣基督所做的。
And proving it by raising Christ from the dead.
然后被证明是他从死里复活，就证明这个所做的功是被悦纳了。
So justification means that we have been declared righteous by the very throne of God Himself.
所以称义呢，是我们在至高神面前呢被称为义人啊，就叫称义。
Now, in chapter 5,
然后到第五章,
we have some very practical benefits of justification.
我们有一些特别应用可应用的方式啊，来看称义。
And this is the subject of chapter 5.
这就是第五章的内容了。
And there are seven practical benefits of justification.
所以称义呢，有七个方面的实用性的点啊。
Our study today will go through those seven benefits.
今天的学习呢，我们会贯穿看一下这七个点。
And so I hope that today some of these benefits might take hold in your heart.
我盼望呢，今天这一些的点能够被你在你的心里啊牢牢抓住。
And to bring forth the thanksgiving and praise to the one whose plan of salvation included you and me.
所以这样的话，你当你明白了，你就可以从心底里发出那感恩和赞美啊，给那一位计划着救恩，为了你，为了我的那位神。
So we'll start in verse 1.
我们从第一节开始。
He says, therefore, you wonder, I don't know what it's like in the Chinese, but in English, if we come to the word therefore, you want to look back on why that word is therefore.
所以 第五节的一开始英文里用了一个 therefore， 其实就是既然哈、已经。所以如果你看见这个词呢，它应该跟上下上文是有逻辑联系的。
So he's saying therefore, in other words, he's saying because of what I have just been writing about justification by faith, therefore there are benefits.
所以他这里的逻辑联系是这样，他说我们既因信称义，就是因信称义是四章讲的这核心内容啊。他说既然我已经在四章把这个项讲完了，那在第五章呢，我们就有啊，有这个因着这样因信称义而来的好处了。
Now he says there, therefore having been justified, or there since we have been justified by faith.
就是既然我们已经因信称义了，
He's writing now to believers，
他是对信徒说的这些话，
Those that have received the gospel，
那些已经接受福音的，
He's not writing now to non-believers，
他并不是向不信的人说的，
These blessings of justification are only for those who are justified，
对，所以这个是给信徒的一个劝勉啊。
And chapter 4the subject was justification by faith.
所以四章呢是因信称义的解释。
Now we'll look at these benefits.
五章是指因信称义而来的祝福。
That flow out of that justification.
是从这样的称义里流淌出来的。
The first thing we encounter is that we have peace.
第一呢，我们就看见与神相合。
We have peace.
这是第一个好处啊。
Peace with God.
与神相合，和好了，跟神和好。
God is no more the enemy of the believer.
所以神再也不是那信徒的敌人了。
All hostilities have ceased as far as God is concerned.
在神那边呢，所有的敌对的状态呢，都停了，都结束了。
We read in the scriptures that Jesus, he made peace by the blood of his cross.
我们从圣经里看见呢，耶稣借着他的血。造就了和平。
All the anger and wrath of God against sin has been quieted.
所有的神的愤怒，因为神，从审判中对人的罪的审判中而来的愤怒呢，在耶稣的血里啊，都得着了平安。
When Jesus bore those sins in His own body on the tree,
当耶稣挂在十字架上承担了这些罪的时候
，He took upon Himself the judgment of God against sin.
他把一切因着罪而来神的审判的后果担在自己身上。
And he quenched, he ended as it were God's wrath against man's sin.
他相当于解开了神的愤怒在人的罪身上啊而来的神的愤怒。
And future judgment now is going to be what have you done with the light?That Jesus Christ is.
所以未来的审判呢，神只会问你一个问题了，就是你怎么来看待那光，就是耶稣基督，神预备给你的救恩。这样的态度是神唯一会问你的。
He's made peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们是因着耶稣基督啊，得与神相合。
And as I mentioned, He made peace by the blood of his cross.
所以我刚才提到，他是借着他在十字架上的血来造就这和平。
God's justice is satisfied.
神的公义满足了。
His wrath against sin is ended.
他对罪的愤怒停了。
And now there's a way open for mankind.
对人有一条路打开了。
And the one who believes now has entered into God's peace.
所以那一些相信的呢，就进到了神的平安里。
The second thing,
第二件
that first benefit is peace.
第一个好处是相合和平。
And I might mention that we have everyone in the world. There's no one that has perfect peace.
所以我。以前提过，在地上没有真正完全平安的人。
People search for peace.
人们里面都渴求平安。
We know there's no peace in the outward world.
我们知道外在的世界是没有平安的。
On a national level, there are wars.
所以在国与国之间呢，常有征战。
On the national level, we have strife. We have opposition parties and so on. There's always, in any system, there is opposition.
所以任何的系统啊，任何的国家，它都有敌对啊，不同的党啊，不同的团体之间都是敌对。
And in families, there is tensions and dissensions.
在一个家里面也是一样，有紧张的关系。
And on the personal level, people are always searching for peace.
所以在个人的层面啊，人其实一直是在寻求和平。
Why can't they find peace?
为什么他们没有找到呢？
Inner peace.
里面的平和。
Because that peace can only come from the one who made them.
因为这样的平和的心只能从那造人的那一位来。
We have been made in God's image.
我们是按照神的形象造的。
And unless we have peace with the one who made us, we can never find inner peace.
所以除非我和那造我的永生神和好。否则我是不可能里面自己能产生那个。
But that's one of the benefits of justification.
但这个是什么样的一个好处呢？就是因着我称义了，这个好处就来了。
God declares us righteous.
神宣称我是义人。
So he has nothing against us.
所以我现在对他呢，再没有什么反对了。
And so we have peace.
我就有平安了。
With him. The second thing there we find in verse 2.
第二个点呢，是在第二节里看见的。
It says, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中。
We have now, it's not only that we have peace with God,But we have access into His very presence.
所以现在呢，他并不是说我们现在跟神，有了peace with God.
We not only have peace with God.
我们不但有与神的和平哈、啊、平这个和好啊，而且呢，我们能进到跟他的同在中。
It's as if a judge has pronounced you justified.
比方说一个法官他宣称你是称义了。
And then, not only that, but he invites you into his home.
不但如此啊，他还邀请你去他家里。
We have access to the one who supplied that salvation.
所以我们是有这个入口，有这个通道进到那定判定义的那个法官的那个家里去。
So he doesn't just justify us to leave us to our own selves.
他不仅仅只是给我们被称义的这个礼物。
But he brings us in right into his own presence.
他同时把我们带到他面前去。
And it's access into that grace in which we are able to stand.
所以在这个恩典中呢，我们能够站立得住。
And that phrase is interesting because we're able to stand right in His presence. That's the picture that's given to us.
所以第二节呢，其实给我们画了一张图。我们不但称义了，而且我们欢欢喜喜站在他面前，领受他的恩典。
So we have a standing in His presence.
所以我们在他面前啊是有一个位置的。
And then.In the second part of verse 2, we have the third benefit.
所以二节的第二部分呢，有第三个好处。
I might just go back to the second one there about the access into this grace and give an illustration.
也许我第二点啊，再多讲一点。
You remember the story of the prodigal son.
你都记得浪子的比喻啊，圣经里。
The prodigal son is a good picture of the sinner.
所以浪子呢是一个很好的图像，就是谁呢？就是我们的罪人，这罪人。
There was a very wealthy man, and he had a son that decided that he was going to spend all his inheritance and waste it.
有一个富人，他的儿子呢，决定败坏，就拿走他的家产啊，然后去放荡资财。
He brought dishonor upon his father.
这样呢，其实他羞辱了他的父亲。
And there in a foreign land, he began to be in want.
所以在那远方之地呢，这个儿子就败坏了家产，就没钱了。
That's a picture of the sinner, isn't it?
这就是一个罪人的形象，对不对？
Man was created perfect in the garden.
人在最初伊甸园造的时候都是完美的。
Adam was the son of God.
亚当是神的圣子，神的儿子。
He came directly from God's hand.
他是从神那里直接被造的。
He was created perfect.
受造就完全。
His inheritance was the whole world.
那他的财产是什么？他财产就全地都是他的。
But he decided he wanted something else.
那他决定了他要一些其他的东西。
And he ate of the forbidden fruit.
他却吃了那善恶树的果子。
And therefore he fell into sin.
他就犯罪了。
And he lost his inheritance.
他就丢失了他的产业。
He spent it all.
就全部花光了，就像浪子一样。
He was absolutely naked.
就是赤身露体的。
And having nothing.
一无所有。
But God seeks him out.
但是神出来寻找他。
Adam, where are you?
他说亚当，你在哪里？
And Adam comes to God and he...comes as a completely ruined sinner.
所以亚当来到神面前的时候是一个完全被罪毁坏的人。
But Adam, his sin passed upon all men.
所以因着亚当而出生的历史历代的人呢就都有罪了。
And we've all died, we all have sinned.
所以我们都是罪。
And we're all subject to death.
也都是应该配得死亡的。
And so, we find there thatThere's a picture, really, of an estrangement. Adam is separated, estranged from God.
所以这样的一个人呢，就亚当，他其实是与神分隔以后，就像一个陌生人一样。
And all of Adam's race.
所有亚当的后裔也都一样，在神的国上没有份的。
That's like the picture of that young man that had dishonored his father and gone into the world and spent everything that he had.
这就像这个浪子比喻里面那个浪子啊，他羞辱他的父亲，他去败坏了他所有的家产，在地上他就失去了自由。
Once he was the honorable son of an honorable father.
曾经呢，他是一个荣耀的圣子，荣耀的儿子，有一个荣耀的父亲，这个浪子。
And now he is.In a foreign land with no resources, and he's feeding pigs.
那在现在呢，在外国的地方，远方的地方，他没有任何的产业，他在养猪。
He's spent all his honor.
他把所有的荣耀呢都花光了。
All his resources.
他所有的钱财也花光了。
But the father is waiting.
但父亲还在等他。
Day after day.
一天一天的。
He's waiting in grace.
在恩典中等他。
And then one day the young man, he comes to himself.
终于有一天呢，这个年轻人来到他自己面前。
And he said, I'm going to go back to my father.
他对自己说，他我要到我父亲那里去。
The servants, his servants have lots to eat, and I'm starving.
他说，即便我父亲的仆人都有这么多吃的，我现在在这饿死吗？
I know what I'll do. I'll go back and I'll say to my father.
他说我知道我要做什么，我要回去，我要对我父亲说。
Father, I have sinned against heaven, and I've sinned against you.
他说父啊，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
I'm not worthy to be your son anymore.
我现在不配被称为你的儿子。
Make me like a servant in your house.
你就把我当做你家里的一个仆人吧。
When the father saw the son.
好，现在这个父亲看见这个儿子了。
He uncharacteristically picked up his robes and ran to the son.
所以 他就下意识的，他就捡起父亲拿起他的袍子，就冲向了他的儿子。
That tells us something of the heart of God toward mankind.
这其实讲到了父啊，天上的父对人的心里面是什么样子的。
As the father ran to the son to bring him into his house.
当一个父亲他冲向这个浪子，要把他接回家的时候。
Our heavenly father did more than that.
我们天上的父啊，比这做的更多。
He sent his only son to take the place, our place.
他把他是唯一的圣子拆下来，站在我们的位置上。
The sinner's place.
就是一个罪人的位置上。
And not only that, that he would die.
不但如此，他还要死。
For our sins.
为了我们的罪死。
And so that now, as the prodigal son, the father brought him into his house.
所以这个就像这个浪子一样，他最终父亲把他接回到自己的家。
The son, he said he began the speech that he had rehearsed.
所以，他讲出了他想要排练讲过的那个话，就是我得罪了天，得罪了你。
He said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in your sight, I am.Not worthy to be your son.
他说我父啊，我得罪了天，得罪了你，我不配称为你的儿子。
But he got no further.
但他并没有再往前走。
The father was not interested in another servant.
因为还没等他讲完，父亲就表达，其实父亲并不需要再多一个仆人了。
The father was interested in the son.
父亲需要儿子回家。
That's what he wanted.
这是父亲想要的。
Brothers and sisters, God is not interested in you just as a servant.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神并不感兴趣让他的国多一个仆人。
He's interested in you as sons and daughters.
他盼望你回家，因为他盼望多一个儿子或女儿。
And so the father tells the servants, "Bring forth the best robe."
所以父亲就叫仆人来说，你把最好的袍子拿来。
Bring the sandals, the shoes for his feet.
把鞋子给他穿上。
Bring the ring for his finger.
把戒指给他戴上。
It's a picture of all the inheritance which was in the father's house now belong to the son.
所以这是代表一个父的家里的所有的产业又给了这个儿子。
And kill, let's kill the fatted calf and let's have a feast of rejoicing.
那现在让我们杀一头牛犊啊，来吃喝快乐庆祝吧。
And there was music, and there was dancing.
然后有音乐，有跳舞。
And they began to make merry.
他们开始喜乐。
And if you look, read Luke 15, it never says that that rejoicing stopped.
所以你看路加福音十五章，你没有看见什么段落讲到，哎，这个喜乐停下来了。
As the father said, "This my son that was dead is alive again."
因为父亲说，这是我的儿子啊，死了，现在又活了。
This my son,
这是我的儿子
is alive.
他现在又活了。
So, one of the results of justification is we have access into his presence as sons and daughters.
所以，称义的一个一面呢，就是我们刚才讲的第二个，我们能够。以他儿子的名分啊，站在他面前，这就是称义的第二个给我们带来的恩典。
The father doesn't need more servants.
因为神不需要更多的仆人呢。
He has a multitude of angels who do his bidding.
他有特别大的一对的天使啊，能够帮着他做事。
What he wants is sons and daughters.
他要的是儿子和女儿。
Where should a son and daughter be?
那儿子和女儿应该在哪里呢？
But near to the father's heart,
就应该是在父亲的身边，对不对
？That's where the father wants.
这就是神想要的。
So we have access.
我们有
by grace,
恩典啊
and a standing in God's presence.
站在神的面前，以儿子的名分。
And then he says, and thirdly, the third benefit is that. The third benefit is that we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
那第三个好处是我们在神的荣耀里啊，欢欢喜喜的盼望。
Now, What does it mean by the hope of the glory of God?
那什么叫做盼望神的荣耀呢？
It's the hope. A hope is something that is yet future.
盼望就是未来你要要来的事。
It's something that's not realized yet.
就是一些事呢还没有成就的时候，就是叫盼望。
A hope is something that's promised.
但是呢，也是一些事呢是应许给你的。
And God's promises will never fail.
但是神的应许呢也从来不出错的。
But this is something future.
但是这是没有发生，未来要来的。
And so we're not talking about the present glory of God.
所以我们现在并不在讲现在神的荣耀。
We're talking here about when is God will be glorified in His own saints.
这里我们在讲，神会在他的圣徒里而得荣耀。
Turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
Ye, Colossians 书三章。新约三五。
And we'll read from verse, I'll have Halong here to read verses 1 to 4.
一到四节我帮大家读一下。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So here, we have Paul telling us that our life, verse 3,is hidden with Christ in God.
所以这里保罗告诉我们呢，我们的生命啊是和基督一同藏在神里。
That's where the Christian's life is actually hidden in God Himself.
所以基督徒的生命啊，其实现在是藏在神里面的。
That's why we're told to seek those things which are above.
这就是为什么我们被要求要寻求天上的事。
Because our life is.We have died with Christ.
因为我们已经和基督同死了。
And our life is actually hid with Christ in God Himself.
因为我们的生命是藏在。
That is our real life.
这是我们真的生命。
Our spiritual life.
属灵的生命。
And so, and he says here in verse 4 then.
所以第四节继续呢。
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear.
所以基督是我们的生命。他显现的时候。
See, Christ is our life now.
基督是现在就是我们的生命。
That's why Paul could say, for me to live is Christ.
这就为什么保罗说呢，我活着就是基督。
So we are living out the life of Christ by the Holy Spirit that is within us.
所以我们是借着圣灵啊，在我们里面的圣灵把耶稣的样子活出来的，因为圣灵在里面，耶稣就在我们里面。
But this, what I'm pointing out here now is that the hope of glory is when the Lord Jesus is going to be revealed in all His power and glory to the world.
所以耶稣基督要把他的荣耀和能力啊显明给世人的时候。
Because he says here, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then, that is the future, then you also will appear with Him in glory.
所以基督在这第四节是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So when Christ is manifested, revealed to the world in power and glory.
所以当基督啊要显明自己啊向世界。
The Christian.
基督徒啊。
The Christian is going to be revealed with Christ.
所以基督徒呢会和基督一同显明。Probably they take some check. Yeah.
Are you just doing a
check?
Quick
fire. Okay.
Okay.
It's okay. Yeah. Thank you.
So the in Romans, then back to Romans chapter 5.
所以回到罗马书的五章。
And verse 2, the end of verse 2.
罗马书五章的二节后面哈。
The justified ones, it says, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
所以他在后半段说呢，我们是欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
In other words, you and I can look forward to that time.
换句话说呢，我们能够盼望那个时刻。
After that we have been raised incorruptible and have been brought into his presence, the church is removed from the earth into heaven.
So, in that 那个时刻呢，就是我们，从朽坏的变成不朽坏的，教会被提了，跟他同在，就那样的一个时刻，是我们欢喜盼望的。
And after the judgment seat of Christ, when the saints are going to get their rewards,
所以在，圣徒们在基督的台前得着他的赏赐以后，
and after the marriage supper of the Lamb,
然后我们看见这个羔羊的婚宴以后，
and after that, the great tribulation where God pours out his wrath against the ungodly on the earth,
那在神已经把在大灾难里把他的愤怒显明了，显明在地上不前进的人身上之后，
he's going to come in power and glory and set up his kingdom.
他会在荣耀中在地上建立他的国度。
And it's at that moment when he appears in glory.
所以说到的就是那个时刻，当他在荣耀中显现了。
To put down all rule and authority that's against him.
那把一切与他为敌的权力在地上都抹除。
That's when the justified are going to come with him.
在那一时刻呢，那个公义啊，他会带着公义，就圣徒一起跟他一起。
And the justified can rejoice. They can rejoice in looking forward to that day.
所以圣徒们呢，能够在欢欢喜喜的状态下呢，去盼望那一天，就是与主同来的那一天。
Because as we look around the world today, we see so much injustice.
因为我们今天环看世界呢，我们看见太多的不义了。
We see so much human suffering.
有太多人的苦难了。
We see so much pain, we see warfare. That's all going to end.
所以我们看到太多的痛苦，太多的战争，这一切都会结束。
When he comes in power and glory to reign over the earth.
当他在荣耀中再来的时候，
you and I will come.
这一切就得结束。
You and I will come and reign with him.
你要知道，我们会和他同来。来统治全地。
So it'll be the end of suffering and pain.
所以在
it'll be the end of suffering and pain when, and that's why we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
这就为什么我们会在欢喜欢欢喜喜中盼望这样的一个荣耀，他荣耀的再来，而且这荣耀是在苦难之后的。
Now that's yet future, of course.
当然了，这个是还没有来的。
But what about the present?
那现在怎么办呢？
In the present time, the Christian is going to suffer temptation, troubles, trials, tribulation.
但是在基督还没有再来的时候，基督徒会在地上经历试探、苦难、一切的、痛苦。
We are living in a world that is ruled by God's enemy.
因为这地的主啊，这地的王呢，是撒旦，是神的敌人。
He's the God of this age.
他是这个世界的王。
What would we expect but opposition and warfare?
那我们能够期待什么呢？除了征战和敌对。
But he says there in verse 3.
然后第三节他就继续往下。
And here's the third thing.
这就是第三件事。
A benefit. We can glory in tribulations.
所以我们能够在欢喜患难中欢喜。
Not that we want to suffer for suffering's sake.
我们并不是说我就是喜欢受难啊，不是这个意思。
That's not, It's not that.
不是这个意思。
What it is, we glory in the fact that all the opposition that we find against us will work for our future benefit.
而是呢，我们在今天所经历的苦难，在我们的未来，我们的与神同在的荣耀里呢，都是有益处的。
So we glory in those tribulations.
所以我们是在这些的经历的苦难里是看见荣耀的。
Why? Because he says.Tribulation produces perseverance.
他说呢，因为患难会生忍耐。
When you have troubles, you wait upon God, and it helps endurance.
所以当你有困难的时候呢，总是会帮助你有一颗忍耐的心，因为你在盼望未来的事的时候，你必须现在要忍耐。
If God, when God shows Himself faithful in one circumstance, it produces confidence that he will in the next one.
比方说呢，神经历让你经历一次啊，他让你看见好的结果，哦，你知道神是活的，神是真的。然后等到下一次的时候呢，你在苦难中你就会等啊，你会等候他的这个成就，你祷告成就，所以那个中间你就会有忍耐。
So we continue, we persevere.
所以这个过程呢，其实你是不停的，越来越有忍耐的心。
And as we persevere, what happens is our characters change.
所以当我们不停的增加忍耐的心的时候呢，我们的性格就开始改变了。
Our characters become steadfast.
然后我们就开始变得老练哈，坚定。
Our characters are not now weak that move by every wind that happens.
所以这个坚定呢，他这个老练其实讲的坚定就是不是随着这个风啊摇摆的，就是你的信心不是随着风摇摆。
That we get moved by every circumstance, we go backwards and forwards.
当环境的风浪起来的时候呢，当你没有你不坚定的时候，你是一会儿信这个一会儿信那个，你是摇摆的。
And that perseverance builds a character like the Lord Jesus Himself.
所以忍耐会。给你一个像耶稣基督那样的性格。
He was unmoved by anything circumstance that came upon him.
所以他不是受任何来临到他的环境的任何的环境影响。
He would say, "I do always those things that please my Father."
他说我只做一样事啊，就是去让我的父喜悦的事。
And so as the character is built, so in the heart there is this hope.It says here, and perseverance, character, and character, hope.
所以他说在老练中呢，我们就会生出盼望的心。
And what is that hope?
这个盼望是什么盼望？
Well, that's the hope of our life in God Himself.
这是我们在里面哈，要有神的生命的那个盼望。
It's the hope that, it's the blessed hope of His soon appearing. We look now.For His presence, and we also look beyond the now to when His presence will be with us.
所以我们虽然现在是他还没有来，但是我们已经看到了那一天他要来，我们要与他同来的那一天。其实我们是在现在就知道那是确实的。
And so the heart then is fixed upon God.
所以这样的心呢，是定睛在神身上的。
And through all the disappointments and all the problems of life,
虽然他经历了一切的苦难、一切的困难，生命中一切的这个艰难。
The character that has been built is his hope is in the Lord in every circumstance.
在这个艰难里建立的这个性格、建立的这个盼望是定睛在耶稣基督身上。
And he says here that hope, verse 5, that hope is not disappointed.
第五节说的呢，盼望就不至于羞耻，不至于失望。
Are we, if we're hoping in God, are we going to be disappointed in Him?
如果我们盼望神，我们会对他失望吗？
On the contrary,
相反。
On the contrary,
完全相反。
What happens is that we get to understand.His love for us in a way we've never understood before.
我们相反会理解他对我们的爱，我们以前从来没有经历过。
If we hope in God in all circumstances, we will experience His love like we never have before.
所以我们如果盼望神，我们就会经历我们以前从来没有经历过的那个爱，因为这个爱是从神来的。
He doesn't just show us His love.
他不只是把他的爱显给我们。
It says He poured out His love.
他的爱是浇灌出来，就是涌倾倒出来的。
Into our hearts.
而且是进到我们心里。
By the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
他是借着什么来给我们的呢？借着赐给我们的圣灵来给我们。
Have you ever had the experience of being completely cast on the Lord, and Lord, you're my last hope?
你有没有这样的经历？你完全没有任何的依靠指望的时候，你来到主面前说：“主啊，你是我最后的盼望。”
That hope will never be disappointed.
然后这样的盼望是永远你不会羞耻的，不会失望的。
If you're steadfast in your hope, you will be flooded by the love of God.
如果你坚定地站在这个盼望里啊，你一定会被神的爱所浇灌，就是所淹没了，因为你一定看见就他的爱就来。
And this isn't just some vague spiritual thing that comes.
这个不是我们描述的一个很模糊的影子哈，这不是你脑子里想象的事情。
It's not necessarily anything emotional.
甚至也不是一定牵涉到什么你情感上的感受。
For the love of God is a spiritual thing.
因为神的爱啊，它真的是真实的。
Given to us by the Holy Spirit Himself.
它是借着圣灵啊赐给我们。
I will be flooded with that love.
你就会被这个爱所淹没。
Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6.
腓立比书一章六节。
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 we read this.
腓立比书一章六节。
That God begins a work in us.
他说神啊，在我们心里做动了工。
And that work that has begun is begun by the Holy Spirit.
这个是从哪里开始的呢？是从圣灵开始的。
So it's God that's working in us.
所以神呢，在我们里面做工的神。
To produce that hope. And it's that hope that is never ashamed because we know we'll get to know the love of God.
也正是这个盼望呢，让我们永远不失望、不羞愧，因为在这里面我们能看见神的爱。
And the fact is there that God is going to complete that work in the day of Christ Jesus.
所以呢，神一定会完成这工啊，在耶稣基督的日子。
It's a work He begins.He continues and He's going to complete it.
所以这个工是他开始的，也是他继续的，也是他最终会完工的。这就腓立比书一章六节讲的意思。
So it's God, it's not all up to us.
所以这个不取决于我们自己。
All we do is hope in God.
所以我们要做的就是在神里面有盼望。
And He fills us with His Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love.
然后他就借着圣灵把爱浇灌进我们的心。
Now He goes on in Romans chapter 5.
然后他在五章呢，他就继续。
And there's an argument now that And Paul is in verses 6 to 8. He talks about that love.
保罗在第六到第八节里，他就讨论了这个，讲到了这种爱。
And it's the outward demonstration of his love.
这个爱的外在的表现就是。
And it says there that even when we were without strength, when we were sinners,He loved us.
这个外在表现就是当我们还是罪人，我们还没有任何力量的时候，他就爱我们。
The thought is that if God demonstrated His love, that He loved us so much even before we were saved.
他就是表明， 当我们还没有被救，没有得救之前，他就爱我。
Before we were justified，
在我们还没有称义之前，他就爱我。
When we're yet enemies of his, if he loved us that much that he would send his son to die for us,
对他爱我们到这样的程度，他会把他的儿子派来为我们而死。
How much more would he love us now as his own children?
那等到我们现在都是他的孩子的时候，他岂不是爱我们
会更多吗？ That's the argument.
对，这就是他的观点。
He says there in verse 6.
在第六节。
For when we were still without strength,
在这里我们还软弱的时候，
that is, we were incapable of moving toward God.
这就是我们还不能够进到来到神面前。
In due time, Christ died for us.
在那个时候呢，基督就为我们死了。
In our helplessness, God moved.
所以在我们无助的时候啊，神是先动的。
And then it says in verse 7, For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die.
所以为义人死是少有的，为人人死呢，或者有敢做的。
You wouldn't die for, a person would not risk or give their life for a bad person.
所以一个人不会愿意把自己的生命啊献给一个坏人，对不对？
But you might risk your life for your brother or sister.
但是你也许会为你的弟兄或姊妹呢，付上生命的代价。
In other words, life, our lives are very precious to us.
所以换句话说呢，我们的生命啊，对我们来说是很宝贵的。
Think how precious God's Son was to the Father.
你可以想象神的圣子对神来说，这样的生命又是何等宝贵。
The perfect one.
这是完美的那一个。
The Son of His own bosom.
在他怀里的那个独生子。
Heaven would be emptied of the glory of God because Jesus Christ is the glory of God.
所以，耶稣基督啊是父神的荣耀，所以。耶稣基督死在十架上的是荣耀在天上就没了。
I wonder what it would have been like if you and I were angels.
我想想，假设你我是天使，在那一刻会怎么样？
And we were to look upon God's Son upon the cross.
那我们会看啊，看神的圣子在十字架上。
And we would look, perhaps.At heaven, around where we were viewing this scene.
然后我们也会看天上啊，当我们看见这个场景的时候。
What was heaven there? What was in heaven there?
那个时候天堂会怎么样呢？
What was heaven without the Son?
如果天堂没有圣子会怎么样？
God gave His only Son.
神把他唯一的圣子赐给我们。
God demonstrates His love for you and I.
神借此就显明了他对你我的爱。
And that when we were yet sinners,
甚至我们还是罪人的时候，
Christ died for us.
神就为我们死了。
That's how much God demonstrates His love from the outward appearance.
所以这是神。向我们显明他的爱的方式。
Now, if God loves sinners that much,
如果神爱罪人尚且如此之多，
how much more would He love His sons?
那他爱他的儿女又会，
you and I,
怎样呢？我们就是他的儿女。
And then he continues this argument.
然后呢，他就继续他这个逻辑了。
About God's love for mankind.And God's and the security that we have.
就是讲到他爱人以及我们有的确据啊，得救的确据。
And there are five things that we look at here quickly.
这里有五个点哈，我们要很快的看一下。
The first is there. He says in verse 8, but God, yeah. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
对，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，为我们死，神的爱再次向我们显明了。
Now there are five much mores here in the rest of the chapter.
在剩下的一段，下面的一段呢，就有五个点是递进的，比这个点更深。
And what he's saying is that if Christ loved the sinners so much, much more He loves us.
所以他这里讲了，如果耶稣爱罪人如此深，他会爱我们更深。
And the first one there, we read in verse 9.
第九节。
Much more then, having been justified by His blood, that is His death.
他说我们更多的呢，要靠着他的血称义了。
We shall be saved from wrath through Him.
然后也更多的去免去神的愤怒。
So that's, we're talking, God is the security of His love for His sons.
所以这里面就看见我借着他的圣子啊，我们得着了他爱的确据。
Saved from the wrath and anger of God against sin.
因为有爱，我们就没有在他的愤怒里，就不再在他审判的愤怒里。
And then he goes on and says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God."
他说，因为我们还做仇敌的时候，就与神和好了。
Through the death of His Son.
借着生儿子的死。
So here we have God's enemies. We were God's enemies.
这里呢，你看见我们一开始的身份，起点的身份是神的仇敌。
We were in the camp of God's enemy.
我们是在哪一方呢？是在神仇敌的那一方，这是我们开始的地方。
We were willing participants in the death of Christ.
然后我们是
through our sin.
Unwilling. Willing, willing to.
We were willing participants in the death of Christ because of our sin. We were sinners.
因为我们是罪人哈，那我们是很愿意来加入到神的对，加入到神的这个死的这个救赎之功里来的，因为我们本来是站在他的对立面，因为我们是有罪的。
But now, he says, we've been reconciled to God.
那现在呢，我们是与神和好。
That through the blood, the peace that was made by the blood of the cross.
那借着神儿子的血哈，所达到的。
And then he goes on and says, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life.
那既已和好呢，更要因他的生得救。它是一层一层递进的关系。
We shall be saved through His life. That's right.
更要因他的生得救了，就十章的最后十节的最后一段。
That is the resurrected life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是神复活的生命，耶稣基督复活的生命。
When Christ was raised from the dead, He dies no more.
所以当基督从死里复活的时候呢，他就不再死了。
Death has no more dominion over Him.
然后死在他身上就再没有权柄了。
Death has been destroyed.
死就被毁灭了。
And that applies to the believer.
然后这个呢也可以用在信徒身上，因为基督怎么样，我们也怎么样。
Having been justified, we have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
因为借着称义啊，我们就有了神。借着基督给了我们的永生。
And that life that He lives now, as our great High Priest, He will preserve us throughout all eternity.
所以，他是那高天之上的大祭司啊，所以他做的这救赎之功呢，我们是可以一直持守到永恒的。
That's what it means by being saved by His life, the resurrected life.
这就是为什么我们说我们是借着他的。生啊，他已经从死里复活的之后的那个生啊，我们是能够一直持守到永生的，因为这个生是不再被死亡所胜过的。
And then in verse 15.
Verse 15,
yes, we jump down to verse 15.
我们跳下来看十五节。
We have another much more. It says for.But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift of the grace of gift by the grace of the one man.
只是过犯不如恩赐，若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？他又是一个递进。
See, not only have we been saved for all eternity, but God, through His grace, has given to us all things.
所以，神不但是赐给我们生命啊，他也把一切的恩典呢，也都赏给我们。
What is grace?
恩典是什么？
You know, we talk about grace a lot.
我们一直在讲恩典这个词。
The idea is a gift.
恩典的时候，当然我们知道是个礼物哈。
And not only a gift, but an undeserved gift.
是一个我们不配得的礼物才叫恩典。
Mercy is when we don't get what we deserve.
怜悯是指呢，我们没有得到我们该得的审判，叫怜悯。
We deserve judgment, but God is merciful and He doesn't judge us.
所以我们本来应该受审判的，所以神是怜悯的神，所以他没有审判我们。所以怜悯这个词是我们该得，但是没有得。
It's kind of a negative thing.
所以该得的是一些负面的。
In that sense. But grace,
恩典呢是
is all that God can give us in Christ is through grace.
所以恩典是神因着基督一起要给我们的，这些白白的礼物都叫恩典。
Everything that God has, He gives to His Son.
所以神一切有的，他都给了圣子。
And that's grace.
那这个就是恩典了。
We've been blessed. We read in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. In Christ Jesus.
所以我们就像以弗所书一章三节说的，我们是由这天，我们读一下那段 ，maybe we can read.
Read yes, Ephesians chapter 1:3.
一章三节，他说他在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气哈，就是一切的属灵的恩典都是在耶稣基督里赐给我们，所以恩典是我们本不配的，但是神给了我们的。而这个恩典是在耶稣基督里藏着的，它是一五级的递进关系。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样的属灵福气。
Now please note something.
所以注意这里的点。
It says he has blessed us.
就是他已经祝福了我们。
That is the present tense. We have now, for the believer, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms.
所以这节经文我们刚才读的以弗所书这节经文，它是一个现在时态，就意味着我们信靠主的人是已经有了，不是未来，就现在就有属灵的福气，是在耶稣基督里。
Have we availed ourselves of all that's available?
是不是我们靠着自己的功来得着这一切的恩典了呢？
Of course not.
当然不是。
It would take a lifetime. It will take a lifetime to explore all that.
这需要我们一生啊来体会这些恩典。
But this is what is involved in the grace of God.
那这些都是在耶稣基督里藏着的。
It's a gift.
这是一个礼物。
It will take all eternity to be able to unpack that gift.
然后这个需要我们的永生啊来把这个礼物啊一点一点展开，就像一个大的包装，我们其实只能看到一点现在。
It'll take the ages to come. He says that he's in the ages to come. He's going to show his grace towards us in Christ Jesus.
所以在未来的很多世代里，我们在永生里，我们会慢慢看见神在基督里给我们预备的是什么。
But we have all that is now ours.
那你要知道呢，在我们信主的那一刻，这一切就都是我们的。
Just like the prodigal son, when he came into the father's house.
就像那个浪子啊，他又回到父的家的时候。
You see, he had lost his inheritance in the field.
他已经在他的流浪的过程中啊，他已经把他所有的家产都败坏了。
He had spent all that.
都花完了。
The father didn't restore his inheritance in the field.
父亲并没有把他在败坏的家产恢复。
He gave him something better.
父亲把更好的给了他。
He opened up the father's house to him.
就因为父亲把整个家产在家的都给了他。
How big is the father's house?
那父的家有多大呢？
If heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool, the Lord said,How big is the Father's house?
如果耶稣说呢，天是我的宝座，地是我的脚凳，那你觉得父的家有多大呢？
He says, In my Father's house are many mansions.
耶稣说，在我父的家有许多的房屋。
I go and I prepare a place for you.
他说，我去就是为你预备一个地方去的。
Just for you.
就只是为了你。
No one else.
没有别人。
You're an individual.
因为你是很特别的。
And I'm going to prepare something that is just...Special for you.
我要去给你预备特别为你的一个地方。
He says, if I do go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again.
他说我如果去为你预备一个特别的地方，我总会再回来接你嘛。
And wherein I come again, I'm going to receive you to myself.
我把你接，跟我同住。
That where I am, there you might be also.
所以我在哪里呢？你也要在哪里。
So all our spiritual blessings are in the heavenly places where Christ is.
所以我们所有的祝福啊，都是基督在哪呢？祝福就在哪。
Where He's preparing a place.
因为他给我们预备那个地方。
Especially for you and I.
一个特别为你为我的地方。
For His sons and daughters.
为了他的儿女。
And so the prodigal son, when the doors opened into the father's house.He had access to everything in the house.
所以当浪子啊，当他回到父的家，他拿到这份产业的时候，他就知道整个家都是他的。
It was all his.
都是他的。
And so, all that the Father has is ours.
所以所有天父所有的就都是我们的。
It's ours in Christ Jesus.
因为我们是属基督的，而这所有的都在基督里。
That's a little explanation of the grace.Of God.
这就是神恩典的一点解释。
The gift of God.
神的礼物。
And then in verse 17.
啊，第十七节。
There's another much more.
再还有一个更。
For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace.And of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ.
若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣一人，耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
So we got the abundant provision of grace. He talks about it again.
他这里讲到了洪恩呢。洪恩就是特别多的恩典。
And of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one man, Jesus Christ.
然后我们借着耶稣基督一人在生命中作王。
As the bride of Christ, we will reign with Christ throughout all eternity.
所以教会作为基督的新妇啊。新娘啊，我们是跟基督一同在全地作王的，当基督再来的。
We're not just going to be brought into a kingdom.
我们并不只是说被带到一个王国度里去。
And be subjects of a kingdom.
然后呢，成为这个国度的臣民。
As wonderful as that would be.
虽然这样也很美好。
But we're going to be brought right into the very presence of the throne room itself. We'll sit with Him, seated with Christ in the heavens.
我们比这要好得多了，因为我们是要与他一同作王啊，坐在统治的位上来管理全地。
And then in verse 20 we have the other much more.
所以二十节呢，我们还有更。
Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound.
律法本是外添的，叫过犯显多。
But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
And so that, as in verse 21,
二十一节。
So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace may reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ.
就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
Sin used to control us.
所以罪呢，过去是控制我们的。
But now grace is reigning on the throne.
现在呢，恩典在
宝
座上掌权。
The true grace of God.
神真正的恩典。
Abounding grace.
丰盛的恩典。
And so that's our the fifth benefit was the very fact that our character, the hope of the character, knows the love of God and much more our security in Him. Now we look at the sixth and seventh of the benefits, and that we find down in verse 11.
所以我们来看第十一节哈。就是我们第六和第七个的好处，第五个的呢，就是我们的性格了，其实就是刚才五章的四节提到的。那我们现在看第十一节。
Back to Romans 5, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 五章十一节。
And not only,
不但如此
he says, but there's something else. Not that only, that's not the only thing, there's something else.
他说不但这样哈，这不只是唯一的。
But says we rejoice in God.
他说我们借着神为乐。
So far we've been looking at all the blessings, haven't we?
现在我们一直在看见很多的祝福。
And we've been rejoicing about the blessings.
那我们也在祝福中为喜乐。
But one thing that we're being justified is we can rejoice in God for Himself.
然后一旦我们称义以后，我们是可以以神自己为乐的，不单单是以他的祝福为乐。
The Lord Jesus speaking to the woman at the well said to her that the Father seeks worshippers.
所以耶稣基督在约翰福音四章和那个井边妇人谈的时候，他说呢，他说父神在寻求的是敬拜者。
There's one thing God can't create.
有一样事情啊，神不能创造出来。
He can't create a worshipper.
神造不出一个敬拜者。
Not in the sense that he has in the church.
造不出什么样的敬拜者呢？就是在教会里真正重生得救了以后，从里面出来，涌出来感恩心的那种敬拜者，是不是造不出来的？
The angels worship God.
因为天使也敬拜神的。
But they worship him for what he is.
他们敬拜神是按照神本来就这个样子吧，就是来敬拜他。
But they can't worship him for himself.
他不能从心底里为了他们里面那个感恩来敬拜他。
That's what we can.
你说我们可以的。
Because we know him.
因为我们知道神。
He's given us his own son who indwells us.
因为我们看见了他赐给我们。他的圣子为我们死了，还住在我们里面。
So it says here we can rejoice not just in his blessings, not just in his characters, the characteristics of God, not just what he's given to us, but we can worship him for himself.
所以这就是这里讲的意思。我们不但可以以神的祝福为乐，我们也可以以神的圣子自己为乐，就是。不是说神给你的东西你以这个为乐，而是神自己你以他为乐。
And then he say finishes off in verse 11 with the seventh, where he says, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
然后第十一章十一节的另外一部分啊，他的英语是写在后面的，就是借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好，这个是在英语里面是放在后面的。
It's like he ends the chapter, as it were, and in the conclusion, we have man was created in the image of God, fell. God has brought man back to himself righteously, and he's reconciled again to his creature, but he's brought a different type of creature back.
所以这里停，最后还是停在和好上。所以一开始人被造的时候呢，人和神是和好的状态。然后人堕落了，神又把人带回来。那这再带回来这个很好的和好的状态呢，比前面那个状态呢，其实和神的关系要更近了。
Being reconciled back to God，
就与神重新和好。一开始亚当和神是和平的，然后堕落的人犯罪以后再回来呢，也是和平，但是和平更深。
And that's completed that great circle。
所以这就像一个圆一样哈，它回到那个点，但不是停在原来那个点，而是更高的。
The plan of God is complete。
所以神的计划是完全的，但是是不断往上的。
His sons have returned home。
他的儿子又回家了。
And he is glorified。
然后他得着了荣耀。
In all of this。
在所有这些事上得着了荣耀。就像浪子一开始是儿子，后来又回去，那个后来的浪子是更好的。 OK， 我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您啊、您的计划是如此的完全啊、您让我们看见啊、您把这计划展示给我们的时候，我们就高声的赞美您，哈利路亚。因为当我们还是罪人的时候，你就把这计划啊做在我们身上了。我们要做的就是怀着谦卑的心领受您的恩典，我们就能看见这恩典的真实，我们就能明白您计划的美善，是吧？谢谢您，我的盼望是您带着我们真的明白，也愿意接受啊、也借着我们成为他人的祝福，是吧？谢谢您祝福我们读经的时间啊、也祝福我们在您里面的信心，这样的祷告和感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。